It's 7:30 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Dave Mistich, in for Beth Voorhees. The West Virginia Music Hall of Fame inducts a new class on Saturday. Executive Director Michael Lipton tells us more about one of this year's inductees, Wheeling native Eleanor Stieber.
She may very well be the most internationally famous person we've inducted. Opera was basically part of popular culture. And if you won the Met auditions, it was like winning, American Idol.
The story coming up on this West Virginia morning. Marshall University and the Huntington community remembered those who perished in the 1970 plane crash yesterday on the 43rd anniversary. Clark Davis was there as the memorial fountain was silenced, as it is each winter.
Each year on November 14th, members of the Marshall community gather on the plaza surrounding the memorial fountain. This year's featured speaker was Huntington attorney John Proctor, whose parents were among the 75 victims of the 1970 crash. Proctor was 5 years old when the plane crashed. He was the youngest of five sons and daughters of H.D. Pete Proctor and his wife, Courtney Josephine Proctor, who were aboard the plane.
I truly don't remember anything from November 14th, 1970. I was 5 years old. And in its own way, the brain is a wonderful thing. It has the ability to filter out those things you don't need to remember or suffer through.
Proctor, along with his 6-year-old sister Courtney, 8-year-old sister Patricia, 17-year-old brother Jim, and 19-year-old sister Kim, had to find a way to go on. Proctor says that would not have been possible without the help of a caring community.
I was raised by a community. I was raised by Huntington, West Virginia, and by Marshall University. My parents had created enough goodwill and made enough friends that the people in this community, and I believe that anyone you speak to, any of the children that survived this, will tell you that this community took us in and they made sure that we were doing the right things.
Proctor received both a bachelor's and master's from Marshall University in history before going on to law school. Proctor says the only way to get through tough times is to depend on others.
What's important is how you recover from that. And you have to get the lesson from that you need to be able to swallow your pride and lean on others and look to the community, look to your family for support to help you. And you can rise above it and you can come back and be even stronger.
Marshall President Stephen Kopp says it's always amazing to hear the stories how the community joined together to make it through such a tough time.
We chose to pick up the pieces, both individually and collectively, and find a way to not only go on with our lives, but to rise and elevate this university and our community to levels most people thought were not possible.
At the end of each year's ceremony, the water to the fountain is shut off. The ceremony this year ended with the Marshall University alma mater.
Marshall, gracious alma mater, we thy name revere.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Clark Davis in Huntington.
The West Virginia Music Hall of Fame will induct its latest class of notable musicians tomorrow night. West Virginia PBS and West Virginia Public Radio will air the ceremony live from the Culture Center Theater in Charleston at 8 p.m. Beth Voorhees reports.
That's Charleston native Wayne Moss performing the opening guitar riff on the Roy Orbison classic Pretty Woman. Moss is one of the artists being inducted. Michael Lipton, the executive director of the Music Hall of Fame, considers the induction ceremony and the short video bios about the inductees as historical documents that highlight the diverse array of musical styles the state is known for.
It really goes all across the board this year. It's everything from opera to gospel soul. And there's a number of things that are kind of particularly exciting about it. We have a number of video congratulations. Al Cooper, a very legendary producer-musician, did one in his role is interesting. The Swan Silvertones, one of the footnotes in their career was that one of their songs inspired Paul Simon to write Bridge Over Troubled Waters. So Paul Simon is writing us a letter to read. And then we found out that Al Cooper was the one who turned Paul Simon onto the Swans because they grew up together. So Al Kooper's little video kind of tells that story, and it's really interesting. He said he brought these LPs over to Paul Simon's house. He said, have you ever heard these guys? And he said, no. And I think it might have been even very late the same night or early in the morning. He gets a call, and Paul Simon says, I think I wrote the best song I've ever written, and it was inspired by this Swan Silvertone song.
Which Silvertone song?
Mary, Don't You Weep.
Whoa, I'm singing Mary.
Whoa, Mary, don't you weep.
Martha, don't have to mourn.
Whoa, Martha, don't you mourn.
Listen to me, Mary.
Whoa, Mary, don't you weep.
Martha, don't have to mourn.
Whoa, Martha, don't you mourn.
Pharaoh's army, they got drowned in the sea one day. But Jesus said,
Mary,
your little sister don't have to mourn no more. Now can I get a witness? He said, Mary.
Well, Tim O'Brien is no stranger to, I think, anyone into folk, bluegrass, Americana, and country in West Virginia. And his career has really, really taken off in the past few years. He won a Grammy, and his stock went up.
Walk through every window, cry the tears I cry, hoping for you, darling, be here by my side. I gotta do some thinking, but where
we have kind of three inductees that have deep ties to Wheeling. Eleanor Stieber was an opera singer from Wheeling. She may very well be the most internationally famous person we've inducted, which most people probably won't realize. I didn't realize it until I read her book, which is just unbelievable. It was at a time when opera was basically part of popular culture. And if you won the Met auditions, it was like winning, American Idol. You were an instant rock star.
How are you presenting Peter Marshall?
When love tells you it's over, goodbye. You'll be spending your time asking why. You're upset, but you can bet sunshine. The name of the game.
You know, most of us just thought of him as the Hollywood Squares guy, who, incidentally, he hosted 5,000 episodes. But he actually started as a singer when he was in his early teens. He was a big band singer. He went on the road. And he then went on to have a comedy duo with Tommy Noonan, who they appeared on Ed Sullivan, and they actually opened for Lenny Bruce at nightclubs, and I've been meaning to ask him about that. He did Broadway, West End in London. He's done it all. But his first and greatest love is big band music, and he's a veritable encyclopedia of, you know, you name a song, and he'll tell you not only who the band leader was, but who was playing on the session, and he loves it. And he has some syndicated shows, Music of Your Life, where that's what he does. Presenting his award is Nick Clooney, who's a very, very old friend of Peter's from Cincinnati. And they've produced a couple of big band specials together.
And
And this famous voice will also be honored.
I've got you under my skin.
Landau Eugene Murphy will be presented with the Spirit Award. Lipton says after winning the national TV reality competition show America's Got Talent, Murphy could have moved away from West Virginia, but chose to stay and use his notoriety to promote the state. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beth Voorhees in Charleston.
Not to give in. I've said to myself this fair.
This is West Virginia Public Radio. It's 7:40. There's a multi-vehicle accident on eastbound I-64 at mile marker 49 near Institute. Three of three eastbound lanes are closed. Please expect delays. There's stopped traffic, so please use caution when traveling through this area and be prepared to stop. Your forecast for today, partly sunny with highs in the 40s and 50s. And for tonight, cloudy with rain likely overnight. It'll be mild with lows in the 30s and 40s. For Saturday, partly sunny with a chance of light morning rain showers, highs in the 50s and 60s. It'll be mostly cloudy overnight with lows in the 40s and 50s.
Support provided by State Electric Supply Company, your full-line electrical supply distributor, online at stateelectric.com.
One of the world's leading maestros, Gerard Schwartz, is guest conducting the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra this weekend for an all-Russian program. Jim Lang has this profile.
The first thing that Maestro Schwartz noticed about West Virginia was its natural beauty.
When I flew in from Washington, D.C., and saw those beautiful rolling hills and mountains and those trees, it was like, what have I been missing? This is the most beautiful state I've ever seen. And then conducting this great orchestra and this wonderful hall, the whole thing has been revelatory for me. Really a thrilling experience. I just can't tell you how happy I am to be here.
The second thing that he noticed was the level of professionalism of the orchestra. So much so that even difficult music could be fun.
Every piece has special challenges. I hate to say that, but it's true. They're all different challenges. This particular week's program is a joy for me. This is fun. Now, there are some times where it's not fun, where it's really hard. You do a piece like Scheherazade. Yes, things can go wrong, but it's just so much fun. And the orchestras, this orchestra is a real virtuoso orchestra. Now, if I were doing this with a less good orchestra, I'd be petrified because there's so many cadenzas, not only the solo violin, which everyone knows, but the solo cello and the clarinet and the oboe and the flute and the trumpet and the horn. Everybody has hard parts. But it's really fun. I gave them everything I had, every idea I had, and they embraced it. Now, I don't often do that. I don't often give an orchestra all my ideas because there are a lot of ideas. You're an artist. You've been doing the piece a lot. You've conducted a lot of years. There are lots of things you can do. And so you test the water. You say, well, let's try this. And all of a sudden, it was great. And all of a sudden, I kept asking for more and more. And it became actual fun. And the opening piece, the Tsar Sultan Overture, that is very tricky, but not for me. My part's easy. It's tricky because technically and rhythmically it's tricky, and the orchestra, of course, doesn't know it. I mean, I would love to be able to play you a tape now of the first reading of that and then the second reading without me saying a word. First reading was terrible. Nobody knew the piece. They didn't know how it all fit together. And we went through it a second time, and it was just about done. That's how good this orchestra is. That's amazing. So it's been an absolute joy and a great week being here.
His philosophy of music making is really straightforward.
I think what I try to do is make the music alive, whether it's through phrasing, whether it's through excitement, whether it's through slight fluctuation in tempos, whether it's through gradation of dynamics. Do things that make the music sparkle or have a certain depth, and to make sure that the audience perceives it. And then from a personal standpoint, what I try to do is do that without getting in the way. What don't want to do is distract the audience from the music. And the music has to always come first. And as long as you focus on the music, things aren't so difficult.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jim Lang in Charleston.
Gerard Schwartz and the West Virginia Symphony Orchestra perform tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at the Clay Center. For more information, go to wvsymphony.org. Jesse Winchester performs That's What Makes You Strong on this Mountain Stage Song of the Week.
If you love somebody, then that means you need somebody. And if you need somebody, that's what makes you weak. But if you know you're weak, and you know you need someone, oh, it's a funny thing, but that's what makes you strong. That's what makes you strong. That's what gives you power. That's what lets the meek come sit beside the king. That's what lets us smile in our final hour. That's what moves our souls. That's what makes us sing.
Jesse Winchester with That's What Makes You Strong. You can hear this and more music on Mountain Stage, Sunday afternoon at 2, right here on West Virginia Public Radio. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Find great stories, photos, and videos, and you can subscribe to our West Virginia Morning podcast while you're there. We're interested in your comments. You can send them to feedback at wvpublic.org. Follow us on Twitter at wvpublicnews and find us on Facebook. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting's news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. West Virginia Morning is produced with the assistance of Cecilia Mason, Suzanne Higgins, Clark Davis, Jessica Lilly, Glennis Board, and Ashton Mara. Our theme music is by Matt Jackford. Our producer is Beneduccio. Our director is Bob Powell. I'm Dave Mistich.